I call your attention now back to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. In John chapter 18, the reading begins at verse 28. John chapter 18, the reading begins at verse 28. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find no fault in him at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will he therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. John chapter 18, verses 28 through 40. John chapter 18, verses 28 through 40. Our sermonic hymn is titled, Wonderful Words of Life. found as selection number 142 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Wonderful Words of Life, found as selection number 142 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life, all so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Thank you.
wonderful words of life. I call your attention back to John chapter 18. John chapter 18, verse 38. John chapter 18, verse 38, the first part of verse 38. John chapter 18, verse 38, the first part of verse 38. John chapter 18, verse 38, the first part of verse 38, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Let's read that once again. John chapter 18, the first part of verse 38. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Let us pray to Heavenly Father in this session. Cause your Holy Spirit to illumine us, to open our understanding, to help those who've been blind, to gain a new vision of earth and the God who created earth. Help us to understand, Father God, the difference between being finite, infinite, and eternal. Help us to get a view of glory in this sermon. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. A question that Pilate asked. A question that Pilate asked, our topic for this worship service. Pilate was the Roman officer, or may even be called a Roman bearing rule in Israel during the time of the crucifixion of Jesus. And thus Pilate was very instrumental in the fulfillment of the scriptures. Pilate does not come across as a particularly evil man. As a matter of fact, he appears to have more compassion than the Jews who brought to him Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Pilate even appeared to be a listener at some point, even taking the time to discuss with Jesus and giving Jesus the opportunity to speak for himself. Pilate sought to release Jesus. For at one point in the Bible, one writer said in the New Testament, in the Gospels, that Pilate knew that they had delivered him for envy. So Pilate had a view of the matter, a rather correct view on the one hand. And yet, Pilate seeks to find a solution that would get Jesus out of a deadly predicament. Sometimes the devil traps people. in predicaments that lead to their death. You may know of such people. I myself have seen it happen. Pilate knew the horrors of crucifixion. Apparently he had no appetite for it. One writer said that Pilate's wife had sent to him and warned him to have nothing to do with that just man, talking about Jesus. She indicated she had suffered much in a dream concerning Jesus. So Pilate did not want to be involved in the demise of Jesus. His wife did not want to be involved in the demise of Jesus. And yet they were both caught up in an historical event whose end and end intentions they could not change, though Pilate bore rule in the area. So Jesus comes into the judgment hall after having been summoned by Pilate. The Jews apparently are nowhere around except outside, because if they were to enter into the judgment hall, it being Passover, would have defiled themselves by having entered into that of the Gentiles. And so they stayed without. So Jesus then, having been called into the judgment hall, has a conversation with Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus responded to that. Pilate asked him again, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus responded, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." That's John chapter 18, verse 37. Then Pilate, in verse 38, says, "Pilate saith unto him, What is truth?" And so this topic of truth, this subject of truth, has arisen in the brief time that Jesus and Pilate are conversing with each other. Jesus gets right to the point. He indicates that he is to bear witness and came to bear witness unto the truth. And he says that everyone that is of the truth heareth his voice. Now these are mighty words. These are mighty words. I might say all mighty words. This is a statement that every Christian should examine. Jesus said, "Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." My goodness, no wonder Pilate asked, "What is truth?" A question that Pilate asked Jesus said, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now there is no leeway there for any misunderstanding. Everyone that is of the truth heareth the voice of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. And it is not difficult then to understand that everyone who does not hear the voice of Jesus is not of the truth and is not of Jesus. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That's what Jesus Christ told Pilate as Jesus was on his way in an imminent way to the cross. Pilate asks, what is true? That's a good question. That's a good question. Pilate, as far as we know, was not a Christian. And so, if he had any interest in becoming a Christian, it would be natural for him to ask, what is true? Jesus had just said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Central in verse 37 of John chapter 18 is truth. Central is truth. Jesus said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. You shouldn't have to go far to find out whether or not you are Christian. You can find that right here in verse 37 of John chapter 18. If you do not hear the voice of Jesus, you are not of the truth. You are none of his. If you out there doing your own thing, saying later for you, Jesus, I don't believe you, that's a spiritual problem. Jesus leaves no room for anyone to slip in or out through the cracks. Jesus told Pilate, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So then, the corollary to that, the opposite would be, everyone who does not hear the voice of Jesus is not of the truth. I don't have to prolong this sermon. You need to check your life. Pilate, who was not even a Christian, had sense enough to ask the question, what is truth? That was a powerful statement by Jesus Christ. A powerful statement. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. The next words out of Pilate's mouth was, what is truth? What is truth? What is truth? I am not going to try to answer that for you today, except to say that God is the true God. Except to say that His Word is truth. Well, Paige, where do you get that definition that His Word is true? Well, Jesus spoke in many different settings, and He let us know that the Word of God is true. That's why I'm preaching, and I hope that's why you are listening, that you can have answered for you the question that Pilate asked: what is truth? But there is a further question, and that question is, do you hear the word of Jesus? You see, if you do not hear the word of Jesus, you are not of Jesus. You are not of the truth. Well, Reverend, am I saved? If you are not of Jesus, if you are not of the truth, how can you be saved? Well, Reverend, I've been singing in the choir for 30 years now. I've been ushering for 18 years now. I've been a trustee for 32 years, and I am chair of the trustee board, and I led the building of this big church, multi-million-dollar church. And you're going to tell me that I'm not saved? My friend, if you are not following the Word of God, how can you be saved? If you are not of the truth, how can you be saved? Jesus said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And some of you, just like Pilate, have the question, what is truth? Well, let's turn back to John chapter 17. Let's look at John 17:17. If anybody ever asks you what is truth, remember John 17:17. If anybody ever asks you what is truth, anybody ever asks you the question that Pilate asked, remember John 17:17. Remember John 17:17. with John 17:17, you can effectively answer the question that Pilate asked, which question was, what is truth? In John 17:17, Jesus Christ says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. John 17:17. What is truth, Pilate? If you can see the Bible, you've been dead many years, my Pilate. You've been dead many years, but your question was answered before it was asked. For Jesus said these words to his disciples even before you asked this question, Pilate. He said these words in praying to God for his disciples and for us all. Pilate, you want to know what is true? John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. John 17:17. Good question, Pilate. And now, Pilate, here is the perfect answer. The word of Almighty God is true. The word of Almighty God is truth. The word of the true and living God is truth. John chapter 18, verses 37, 38. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Let's read once again. John chapter 18, verse 38. John chapter 18, verse 38. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Talking about a question that Pilate asked. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Jesus had said, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Jesus had answered the question before Pilate asked it. For in John chapter 17, verse 17, John 17, 17, John 17, 17, John 17, 17 reads as follows: Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You want to be of God, you must hear the word of God. You must hear the truth of the true God. You must submit yourself to the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. You must receive the word of God. You must believe the word of God. His word is truth. His word is truth. His word is truth. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ is truth. Where do you see that, Reverend? John chapter 1 starts out with, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The word of God is truth. Jesus is the truth. The word of God is truth. The written word of God is truth. The written word of God is truth. The Son of God is truth. John chapter 18, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? John chapter 18, verse 37, and the first part of John chapter 18, verse 38. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it has been made plain and clear to every listener. Father God, help us all to examine ourselves. Help us to remember that everyone that is of the truth heareth the voice of Jesus Christ. Help us to remember that everyone that is of the truth heareth the voice of Jesus Christ. Let us remember that Jesus said in John chapter 18, verse 37, Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have not heard the voice of Jesus, if you are not and have not submitted, nor not submitting yourself to the voice of Jesus, you need to come to Jesus right now. You need to come to Jesus right now, just as you are. As our hymn of invitation is offered, come to Jesus. Make up your mind wherever you are and start talking to God. Take words. Take words. Take words. That's how you deal with Almighty God. Take words. Well, where do I find Him? He is everywhere. He is omnipresent, omnipresent, everywhere. Just start talking. He can hear you. I don't see him, Reverend. Don't worry about that. He sees you. But I don't see him. You don't have to see him. Take words. Take words. Take words. Take words. Take words. And start talking to God. Do I have to pray aloud, Reverend? Praying aloud is good. But a woman named Hannah prayed, her lips were moving, and she was not uttering a sound. And the priest Eli thought she was drunken, but she was praying to God. And as a result of that prayer, in which she uttered no sound, she was given a son. His name was called Samuel, and he became a great prophet from a prayer in which no sound was uttered. Take some words. If you're in public, utter them silently. Hannah got a son, a prophet, from a prayer uttered without sound. You can get salvation. Take words, take words, take words, and come to Jesus just as you are. A hymn of invitation found a selection number 187. Selection number 187 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, Just As I Am. The lyrics are now offered. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find. O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Thank you. just as I am. Come to Jesus Christ just as you are. Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. Repent of your sins. Let him know by your words that you are sorry. Ask him to come into your heart and save you. Is it that simple, Reverend? Yes, it is. Well, how will I know it, Reverend? You will know it when it happens. Well, how can I make it happen, Reverend? Just talk to God from your heart. He knows it's from your heart. He knows it's from your heart when it is from your heart. And when it isn't from your heart, he knows that it isn't from your heart. But you keep talking to God. How long will it take, Reverend? It will take as long as it takes to begin coming from your heart and not your lips. However long it takes for you to seek him with all your heart, that's how long it will take you to get saved. Remember, I thought you just said, I thought a person just went up and shook the preacher's hands. Well, you will find him. You will find God. You will find Jesus when you search for him with all your heart. With all your heart. With all your heart. Once you are certain that you are saved, contact a Christian minister and or ministry. Request and receive the ordinance of baptism. In the meantime, begin reading your Bible and praying regularly, daily, more than once each day. Where do I start reading, Reverend? Well, wherever the Holy Spirit leads. But the book of Mark, Mark chapter 1, may be a good place to start. And just keep on reading. The Holy Spirit will guide and direct you. He will send Christians alongside of you to help you. He will help you from heaven. He will give his angels charge concerning you. And you will be blessed. Take words. Take words. Take words and talk to God. Take words. Jesus died on the cross. He has paid for your sins. You don't have the resources to pay for your sins, even if you have billions of dollars. God doesn't accept money in payment for the sins of the soul. Because you see, the wages of sin is death. You pay for sin by dying the death and going to hell. That's the payment God exacts for sin. But Jesus did that for you. He paid the price. All you have to do is accept what Jesus did. Take words and talk to God. Take words. Take words. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.